Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team, and remember to use promo code BLEAV, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
All right, what's up, Tiger fans? We are back, Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club, and it is Blue and White Week, preparing for the spring game, and I have a special guest with me. He traveled all the way to the SIP to check out the Jackson State Tigers. I'll let him introduce himself.
What's going on, Tiger Nation? It's Wayne Green coming, checking in, JSU.
Wayne Green, love it, love it. So on an official visit, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. So let the fans know where you're coming from, where you played at, just what's the situation.
Okay, so born and raised Albany, Georgia, which is South Georgia, if nobody knows. I'm coming from Georgia Tech. Didn't have a chance to play there, but trying to find a new home and get the next chance to better myself off the field and on the field.
Okay, which high school was that?
Lee County.
Now that sounds familiar to the diehard Tiger fans who are all over the roster and the recruiting. Tell the fans why they made familiar with that high school. Sure. I think we had a young man.
Yeah, I think y'all might know Baron Hobson.
What Baron
B-Hop? linebacker.
Yeah. Good dude. Play with him at the same time?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Play with him at the same time at Lee County. Yeah, small world.
Absolutely. And then y'all play some real football over there from what? That was my high school football over there.
High school ball in Lee County, man. 6'8 ball is nothing compared to it unless you go up higher to 7A. But what I can say about 6A ball, it's more than football, because I feel like you feel it inside. You get tingly inside. It's almost the next man who I'm playing to. I'm playing not just to win the game, but I'm playing for us. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like I can put it like this. The guys who I play with, I know I can call them right now and they'll answer.
Okay.
And they'll just be how we just picked off. Like, man, you remember when we just played such and such, when we had the JV game or we had the scrimmage against whoever. So it's like you have a brother after everything. So absolutely. I feel like that.
Absolutely. Good stuff. And we're going to get to that height and weight, but we know you're a big guy. You didn't have to play basketball too. You didn't mess with basketball.
I played a little bit. I just couldn't get with it. It wasn't coordinated enough, I guess.
You knew what your calling was, football.
Yeah.
Right? So for some accolades coming out of high school, you were 3-star, highly recruited, right?
Yes, sir.
And then going to Georgia Tech?
Yes, sir.
And I think you played with a young man at Georgia Tech who ultimately came to Jack State as well. Antoine Owens.
Another good dude as well.
What do you remember about Antoine?
Really just a good player. Cool guy off the field. Another guy who I feel like, just to see the progress from where he was at to see where he went and all the accolades and, you know, everything that he went to come to JSU. So it's just another fact of like, man, I know I can hit up Antoine and be like, hey, man, what's the spots in JSU to go to? Where's the good food spot? So
no doubt.
So, yeah.
No doubt. So big decision ahead. So just tell us a little bit about your time at Georgia Tech. How long were you there? It's kind of tough. Share with us what you can.
Okay.
In terms of what made you decide to hit the portal.
So I was there from 2020, COVID year, crazy year. And I was there until the springtime of 23. So just to set it short, my position coach, he ended up becoming the head man. And from him becoming the head man, He brought in his whole staff, basically had that conversation. Hey, we want you here. Cool. And then we had another conversation of, we like you as a person, as a player and all, but you not playing ball here no more. You know, we want to see you graduate from here and be a tech man, of course, but the ball aspect, you just didn't cut it. Mm-hmm. So fast forward, I'm here where I'm at now.
Absolutely. So in terms of Jackson State, how did the Jackson State get into the picture? Who was the coach that reached out to you? Are there any connections with players, coaches on the team?
So I guess I'll go and say connection from, you know, high school, Barry Hobson, and mm-hmm. playing with Antoine, and then having to reach out with the head coach, talk to him, dropping Twitter, then it's like, caught on the phone. Then the O-line coach, Coach Ramirez, we talked, and I was like, man, these people really sound good. You know, it's really sound like you can hear them. Like, they hear, like, it's genuine when you talk on the phone. So I would say that's the experience, and that's, like, the reaching out point JSU.
Okay. What's your experience, or do you have any familiarity with Jackson State, you know, prior to obviously Barron and Antoine, just growing up, Jackson State, HBCU football, or the SWAC in general, or this is all kind of new to you?
So I grew up in Albany. I don't know if you guys know ASU. Mm-hmm. Grew up being a Golden Ram. At one point, I wanted to be a Golden Ram. Okay. So it was like just from hearing the band play, going with my family, it was just like, man, I might see myself, you know, growing up and continue to go here. So I think HBCU always has had a special place in my heart from just being a kid and growing up and seeing the growth and the community-wise from that. With Jackson State, the only thing I really knew is from when Deion came in and he did his thing. But I'm definitely eager to learn more about the history and learn about what JSU have to offer besides football.
Absolutely. Well, we definitely hope to accomplish that this weekend. You're going to learn about the history, tradition-rich program, you know, four Hall of Famers. I'm not trying to sell you. I'm just telling you the fact. You know, it is what it is.
Right.
From a band standpoint, have you heard about the Sonic Boom of the South? That's the number one band in the land.
I want to say yes.
Okay.
I want to say, do your research. Yeah, I got to do my homework on it.
Did you happen to watch the Super Bowl a few weeks ago?
A little bit. I didn't watch all of it.
At halftime, the Jackson State band performed with Usher.
Really?
So just to give you an idea of what kind of platform. And that's just a little bit. I can go on and on.
Right.
Alumni band members are performing on the road on the Drake and J. Cole concert.
Oh, really? That's crazy.
I'm not trying to sell you. I'm just telling you the facts.
It is what it is, like you said.
Absolutely. So,
at Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're here. How long have you been in town?
So I got here today around 4:45, 4:50.
Okay.
So even just from, because I've never been to this side of the state before.
That's what I've
been on the Eastern my whole life, but just to, you know, get over here and just check it out so far, shoot, I feel like I'm around the same people back at home. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I'm definitely enjoying my experiences now.
So far. All right. Who all came with you? By yourself or anyone?
No, my mom, stepdad, and my brother came with me.
Okay. All right. So you got that support system.
Yes, sir. Okay. Always.
All right. So looking for a big weekend. Of course, we have the spring game. By the time this publishes, the game will have already been played. But what are you looking for this weekend? Like, what's that thing? Regardless of where you're, I mean, we know you're at Jackson State, but as you go on your visits, what are some things that you're looking for in a school and a home and a family?
Well, you just said it. At the end of the day, I know we're all, you know, I'm here to play football, but I'm also here to have a family as well. You know, I know I have my immediate family, but I want to make sure the guys who I'm around, that's my brother. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Once we're done playing football, I want to be like, hey, man, you remember such and such when we was doing this and that? And I feel like that's what it's all about, having that connection with people at the end of the day. Yeah, we done playing football, but a couple of years, I might be in this or doing this, and they might be doing whatever. And I'm like, okay, we can still regroup and reconnect and, you know, be beneficial for each other, whichever way we go. And, of course, just – okay, so I said the outside of the field. And I also would say just – having that homie feel, if I feel like I can't be not normal, but if I don't have that feeling of like, this is here, this is where it's at, then I feel like I really can't be there full into it because I'm not fully there, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely.
So that's the biggest thing I think I look, how I look at it.
Okay. All right. So that hiding weight, I've been waiting to ask. I know that ask. This man is towering over me. What's
that hiding weight? So 6'7", 303.
Ooh. And is that the ideal playing weight or?
No, my ideal playing weight, I want to be at least, because my weight fluctuates. So sometimes I'm at 305, then next minute I have a good couple meals, I'm at 308, 309. But I want to be somewhere between 310 and 305. If I'm able to go up a little bit higher than 310, I would like to just play around with it and see how it is. Because the most I've weighed is probably 312.
Okay.
And it's all about if I'm able to get out and run with it. If I'm able to do that and I'm comfortable with it, then I'm eager to get to add on more weight.
You mentioned those meals, so let me just go ahead and give you a heads up. You're in Jackson, Mississippi. The food here is on another level. So just be careful. I'm not even going to tell you the spot because you may go check them out. And we want you to have a good time and enjoy, but don't enjoy yourself too much with that food. So we want to watch that weight. But we have an excellent strength and conditioning program. I don't know if you had a chance to speak with Coach Beef, but if not, you will. Right. This weekend, so you'll be in good hands. Now, you mentioned the offensive line coach. Talk about your conversations with him. Yeah, have you looked at his resume? I think he knows what he's talking about.
Nah, just from having a conversation just a minute ago with him and my family, he's definitely talking about what he knows. Just originally talking with him before I even got down here, before I even, we set up the visit, he told me, hey, at the end of the day, I'm an offensive line coach. I'm here just for the offensive line. Play about anything else but offensive line. And I think from another bigger guy to another bigger guy, he already knows how the body mechanic goes and what, because everybody as an offensive lineman, I'm not going to be able to do the same thing as somebody else just from the God-given abilities. So if he knows how to move somebody as, been the same height or whatever, I think that's really what you want because having, say, if I had somebody who's smaller than me as a coach and hasn't had the opportunity, hasn't had the opportunities to be an actual player or somebody who has had longevity of what they're doing, it's kind of like, do you know how it feels to be tall? And do you know how it feels to be like, to move around?
Walk in your shoes.
Yeah. So I think just having that experience of being a bigger guy and his resume, I mean, it is very eye-opening. Mm-hmm. So I'm very eager to just really to listen. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I can see here and watch and talk or whatever, but I think the key thing is to hear, not once, but hear it again. Mm-hmm. And like, okay, this is what's – we was in there just talking about is four ways of how we ID in the fronts. And I'm like, man, I'm excited already. You know what I mean? I haven't even put no helmet, no pads on, but this is just, you feel it once again. So yeah.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. Three-part question. So tell me, where on the offensive line do you play?
Okay.
Tell me, just kind of talk about your playing style, describe that. And the third part is there anybody you pattern your game after, especially from an NFL standpoint?
So I played right tackle. Haven't really had the opportunity to get out on left, really. Somebody who, when I was in high school, I kind of looked up into the offensive line world. Mm-hmm. I think his name is Tyron Smith. Played for the Cowboys.
Okay.
The guy with the double arm braces on. Mm-hmm. And what's your
playing style?
Okay, yeah. With my playing style, I know I'm a longer guy, and I'm not super beefed up, so I feel like when we do pass pro, just being able to have that vision and be like, okay, I see it, but I see it more as of who's coming, what's over there. And I know from also being a longer guy, being in my stance, having to actually get over for a three technique, you know, I just also think that it's also been a longer guy having to bring space of having long arms. I can keep this guy all the way over here when I'm still going back to the viewing point. So that's why I think some of my attributes come into that.
Okay. Well, yeah, I know our fans are getting excited watching this. Listen, we have some real football fans at Jackson State, and a bunch of them too. We got a 60,000 seat stadium that get to see it, and we fill it up on a lot of Saturdays. So they'll be watching this, and they get excited about that offensive line because they know how important it is. So
I'm
definitely going to have you give out your social media information. So your social security. Don't give them your social security. Your social media. I will have you give out that information at the end of the interview so the fans can I look you up. But what's your timetable on making a decision, and when will you be enrolling?
So I think my time decision making for everything, if I said that right, I got one more visit coming up next weekend. And I want to say after that, that's when I really want to sit down and make that decision. So I want to say probably in 2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay. And when do you want to, when you expect to enroll? Is it summer or?
Yeah, I expect to enroll in summertime. So, because I have the opportunity to graduate.
That was my next question. Okay.
Coming up next month.
Actually. Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations on that. What's that major?
Business administration.
All right, what are you looking to do after football whenever you're playing day?
So far, I really, really trying to figure out what's next. Okay. I've always been the guy who likes to know what's going on behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can control what's going on or whatever, but the guy with behind the scenes is the man who's like, okay, this is what's really going on. This mm-hmm. is what's really, this is a script, you know? So I've always been, not eager, but I've always been someone who finds more interest into that.
Okay. Yeah. Good stuff. Well, look, enjoy yourself. We know you'll enjoy yourself. We hope that you learn a lot. We hope that we can get a commitment before you leave. I know you have that last visit, but you know there's no rules to it. You know you can cancel visits. Just putting that out there. No pressure. But keep that in mind. Last but not least, go ahead and let the fans know where they can find you on social media, Instagram, X, or wherever.
Okay, so on X, you can find me at Wayne Green Jr. And same for Instagram, Wayne Green Jr.
They're going to blow you up now. I'm telling you that right now. You'll know when this episode gets published because your Twitter and Instagram is going to start blowing up. Jackson State fans. So we're going to look out. All right. The big man, Wayne Green. We hope to see him in the Jackson State Tiger uniform real soon. We appreciate you. Enjoy your
weekend. Thank you again.
All right.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club is presented by Bet Online.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.